Mosquitoes and flies are everywhere in this spruce and pine forest that's inside the Huron National Forest. It's about 30 miles north of the Tawas area. Eight men are here for a wilderness skills camp, and they're on this guy's property.
Jim Miller, I teach classes on the skills of our ancestors.
Miller teaches people how to start a fire with a stick, but there's also an emphasis on traditional arts, things like making pottery and baskets. They even make shoes and clothing.
We've been tanning hides the first day or so. So we had some deer skins. We were scraping the hair off of. We use it to make raw hide. This isn't done yet, but it's 3/4 of the way done. All the fat and meat has been scraped off of it. And this was a buck, and the buck hides are pretty big, so it makes really good moccasin material. Or if you wanted to make like the shirt that you're wearing.
What's the thing, if you had to boil it down, what is driving you to do all this?
It enhances your walk. And one of the old sayings is a making of a walking. And you know, a lot of times we work with at-risk youth, and their lives are befuddled. And so young people come out, and sometimes it's through the court system, and they'll try to understand what it is. Why are we so passionate about this? And through the course of the week, we'll try to share these things with them, and we'll watch to see if that twinkle in their eye comes out when they work with birch bark, or go for a paddle on the river, or start a fire, or maybe cook over the fire, or make a bark basket to put stuff in. A lot of times it's pottery. It's that holding that stuff in your hand and watching it change, you know. So for us watching them, it really is the making of a walking. It's your walk through this time that you have on Earth. And for me, one of my sisters, first sibling in our family to pass on. She was 63, just ready to retire. She'd been out here at this camp many, many times, very artistic, wrote stories and stuff, you know, in her journal. It was just really, really neat. But we don't know how long we're going to be here. And she lived while she was here, so.
And she passed away recently?
Yeah, last month, 1 month ago yesterday, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. But, you know, we have good memories and, you know, it's bittersweet. You know, you mourn for a while and then you celebrate it too. So, but she came out here and she did these things. And that's what you hope. You know, you hope that you can share it with your family, share it with loved ones, share it with complete strangers. And when you leave, if they did a fire and you did a fire, man, you're tight forever. You know, you always remember that first fire that you did. And we'll spin the mullein stick against the cedar, starting to get a little bit of smoke. And as it smokes, I get a little bit of dust wearing off of those sticks. Then when that dust starts to pile up a little bit, then we spin a little faster and we quit talking. There it is. See it coming out of the pile? That
yeah.
Smoke? Okay.
Yeah.
We're getting a nice twirl of smoke coming off that dust. So we'll take that and put it in this bundle of rotten bark. And then real easy, we'll just blow on it. And you can see that coal come out of there.
Thing's smoking. Whoa, we just caught on fire.